My name is Steve Skinner. I'm lucky enough to be sharing the broadcast booth today with Stacey Stein, who joins us right now. Hi, Stacey.
Hello. And on the phone, we have the mayor of Granby, Paul Travesty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good, thanks. How about yourself?
Great, great. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Mayor Paul, what's a typical day like for the mayor of Granby right now in this unprecedented pandemic?
Well, for this week, it's been quieter. The past few weeks, when all of this started, it was very, very busy. On the phone with anyone from the governor's office to some senators to mostly our local Grand County emergency office, and it was very, very busy.
What does that coordination look like between the town of Granby and our senators and representatives?
Well, they're absolutely listening, which is great. We have there's even a call from the White House that comes out to small towns and counties that people can tap into. So it's been great. The level of communication is great, and I would just say our local folks at the county have just been doing a fantastic job. On the state level, the governor has listened to concerns of, you know, from short-term rentals to people just kind of coming up and, you know, skinning up the mountain and skiing, some of those kind of things. So we've been able to keep the number, as you mentioned earlier, down to four. So we're real thankful for that.
Mayor, do you have any criticism of any of the state, regional, national governments' response to the coronavirus?
You know, what I tell people is you can find, you know, wrong things and everything, or we can all armchair quarterback and not trying to make light of it. But, you know, it's our first pandemic, at least in our lifetime. We can all look back and learn. You know, I would have to say that there has been a lot of support, a lot of communication. You know, overall, I've been surprised and impressed by that.
Yeah, most of the officials that we've talked with are really pleased with Grand County's coordination and response to the epidemic.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're in a naturally, you know, we all know we're in a naturally beautiful place, but, you know, there's 14, 15,000 people, population in all of Grand County, and we're one of the larger counties in Colorado. So, you know, we're real fortunate for that, where we don't have dense populations. A lot of people have some space or the ability to get to some space. So I think that has helped a lot.
What are your priorities right now as mayor?
Well, keeping an eye day to day on, you know, the virus and any positives. There's still five tests out. And then, you know, looking forward, we're looking forward to, you know, what is going to be some decisions that will be made at the state level and in the national level on when businesses can reopen, you know, how that's going to happen. Obviously, health is number one, but there's a lot of struggling and, you know, frustrated businesses out there that would like to get going again. So, you know, it looks like on a national level that things are starting to flatten. It looks like a lot of the efforts have been successful, and you know, fortunately, we're kind of entering mud season, so it's a little bit of a slower time. But I know it's been very tough on our local businesses, and you know, it's been a fearful moment for a lot of people here to, if this were to come in here and increase.
We're talking to Paul Travesty, the mayor of Granby, and at your meeting, I was just looking at the agenda from the 24th of March. There was talk about the Granby pandemic illness policy. Can you tell us about that?
Well, that was actually an internal policy for our staff, so for our employees, so that they could have something on the books, because there wasn't anything addressing this, where they would have, you know, 14 days of paid leave, essentially, if in the case of, you know, something like this or a pandemic. So that was something we instituted. We, as towns in all of Grand County, lean heavily on the county, because they do, you know, they do have the people in place for emergency management So the larger policies relating to that come from the county.
Mayor, are you how has the transition gone kind of to working at home? You're probably working from home, I'm not sure, but what about the rest of your staff? How's that transition gone, and how is morale among your staff?
Yeah, I think morale is good. I think it's definitely been a shift. I mean, we have, almost everyone works from an office, from town hall or from road and bridge, public works, I should say, and the water departments. But at town hall, we have rotated, we put a rotation schedule there. So we have usually 3 to 4 people max in the building at any one time compared to, triple that number. So staff is getting used to that. They're logging in, they're getting their work accomplished. I think it was a transition kind of like everyone faced, but it seems to be working pretty smoothly now.
Very good to hear. On a completely unrelated subject, I have to ask you about this. So one of the very last social activities I participated in was watching the movie Tread, about Marv Heemeyer and the killdozer rampage in Granby. Did you get to see that movie, and do you have an opinion on that?
I have not seen that movie. It's not that I have been avoiding it. We've just had our own, things going on with the coronavirus. In fact, when that kind of came out, it was coronavirus was starting to get on the radar, and we were working on some other stuff. But, I wasn't involved with the town government at the time. I lived in Granby. I was here. I was actually in Georgetown with my kids that day, and we were coming back, and our property is just on the other side of the propane tanks that he was kind of shooting at, or the electrical, some people say he was shooting at the electrical power and the propane tanks, but we certainly got to experience that firsthand. I've heard, I think that what the things that I have heard from people who were here and part of, the town at the time, they seem to think that it was a pretty balanced movie. And of course you'll have some people that didn't like it at all, but it is on my list to see that soon.
Mayor Paul, what is something that you have, like a shift in your life, something you've had to live without during the pandemic?
Just probably just like everyone, the important meetings that we're kind of used to going to, and in the town meetings as well, where, public participation, people being in the audience is huge, being with the other board members, seeing their expressions, body language, and all of those things have been, missed. And of course, switching over to, we're on Zoom, going through those technological glitches are, those are a little bit more of a challenge, and we miss just the overall, interaction with each other.
How can the public continue to interact at town hall meetings?
Yeah, and there is a link on, townofgranby.com that will take people to a Zoom meeting. And then when people are on there, we see the, participants on the screen, and then we call for public comment, and then we just kind of take public comment one at a time. So it's been working, relatively well, just not as smooth as in the public.
Yes.
A lot of people are on social media right now, and Mayor, I just saw a diagram of a Zoom meeting attention span, and the actual meeting content attention span is 2% listed here. And then there's like removal of the kids from the bedroom, removal of cat from the keyboard. Has my neck always looked like that? Just absolutely. I think it's really hard to focus in a Zoom meeting. But I do have appreciation for the community governance moving to an online format where people can continue to participate.
Yeah. And it is something we want to continue. I always like it when we have more participation, more people. And even if people are there with opposing idea, I welcome that. I'm not the kind of person that is a know-it-all. I think we're all better as a community when we hear different viewpoints and have different participation. So, I'm looking at expanding that. And I do think that the changes that we're going to see coming out of this will be certainly a lot more online everything, online participation. But I think we're better for it when more people participate.
I'm sure that you couldn't have anticipated anything like this, and of course, this tests a leader's leadership in ways that they never anticipated as well. But what was your arc to becoming mayor, and what are your future aspirations?
Yeah, so I didn't run for mayor to, for some title or role or ego. It was something a few people had mentioned to me, and they had seen me, turn around smaller companies and even properties. And I bought an old gravel pit and turned it into, award-winning cabin community, and had worked with small companies that were failing and turned them around as well. And I actually resisted strongly when people said, "Hey, you need to run for mayor." But I had a vision for Granby, and the vision was, number one, I have a deep love and appreciation for it. We've been up here almost 22 years, and but I saw that Granby kind of was stagnant, not even kind of stagnant, but felt very stagnant for quite a while. And businesses on Main Street would, open and close and open and close and open and close. And the struggle for jobs, the lack of a attainable, affordable housing. It was almost like I had this vision, and it just kept pulling on me that, you need to do this. You need to put your energy and effort into it. And, public service is, kind of no good deed goes unpunished. I always hated that saying, but sometimes you feel that way when you make a decision. There's always, again, the armchair quarterbacks or people, say stuff on social media that they're just coming from an uninformed perspective, and it's frustrating. But it was a vision that drove me. And we did a huge acquisition of the Fairfax property, which was 1,500 acres, a mile and a half up
I'm
river.
sorry, Mayor Paul, your voice just got really garbled. If you could just be sure you're talking right into that phone, that'd be awesome.
Okay,
Thank you.
sorry
Oh,
about
that's
that.
awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. So, a big part of the vision was there was a huge development that had failed on the west side of town, and that was the Shore Fox development, 1,500 acres, a mile and a half of the Colorado River. And it started out 8 years ago, 9 years ago, at bank-owned. They put it on the market at 60 million. A few years later, 40 million, then 27 million, then 24 million. Then I found out when I was thinking about running for office, it was at 15 million was the last published price. And I thought, boy, if the town could acquire that and then kind of help control the destiny and preserve and protect the river and a large portion of open space, but also have enough development to happen there that would create jobs. We could also have some attainable housing type projects go there. I just thought that would be, kind of a win-win. So I pitched it to the previous mayor and the previous town board. And they, at first they were kind of shocked. How can we buy this? And I had an 8-page PowerPoint and a conservation trust with me and Colorado Parks and Wildlife and some development ideas, and kind of walked them through how a little town like Granby could buy such a big piece of property. And long story short, they authorized me to negotiate it, and we negotiated the purchase for all 1,500 acres, a project that had been a $60 million bankruptcy. We purchased it for $4.5 million. So it was, an amazing thing. And then the next thing was to create a vision for the property. And we ended up creating a vision for a large RV and cabin resort and outdoor amenities. And at the town would always retain ownership of the river and the water rights and the open space. And so we've accomplished all of that. And things are under construction out there with some communities. And it's been part of a big a new economic engine, if you will, for Granby that has really started to ignite our downtown.
Yeah, it seems like that project has drawn a lot of attention. People are pretty excited about the tiny homes and all the options for housing there. Speaking of housing, I know this really doesn't have anything to do with the pandemic, but what are the plans? Is there any plan for actual employee housing or deed restricted housing in Granby?
Absolutely. So, at the old Shore Fox property or the River Run RV resort. That our River Run RV resort itself will be a for rent, you know, kind of nightly tiny home project, and they have a conference center and RV park. And then next to that, Sun Communities, excuse me, is also building Smith Creek Crossing. We did not put deed restrictions on that because we sold them the land at, you know, market value at full price, and the nature of their project was to bring in their homes. So that's kind of a free market approach, and you know, whether however that works out, and we know it'll just be more inventory in the market. But the project that is a deed restricted is called Rodeo Apartments, and that is a 30-acre parcel that the town had in its inventory from 2002 and just sat there. Nobody had ever activated it or worked on it, and it took me you know, a couple of years to get people interested, but we ended up getting a developer interested out of Winter Park, and he recently got approval for up to 250 apartments, and those will be in a 80 to 120% area median income restriction, and that goes with the property. So that is a, you know, that's very, very good that will, you know, hopefully they'll break ground this summer on that project. And we also have 41 senior houses that we're working on with the state, and that would be a subsidized program. We're actually in dire need of more subsidized senior houses, and that's you know, this will be our second time pitching the state, but it looks very promising that hopefully we'll get in this round and get that project underway as well.
Great, thank you for that. Mayor Paul, you mentioned that that balance between development and preservation of the river was important to you, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering how you like to spend time outdoors. What do you appreciate about the environment?
I'm huge into just hiking, walking, you know, fly fishing, mountain biking, you know, just being outside. That's been the upside of this pandemic. It forces you to be outside on our nice days more than I would be stuck in an office. So that's been great. But, you know, I love water. I love our mountains. I love trails, you know, and value that. And I think that's critical to, you know, keep that as always part of our community.
We're talking to Mayor Paul Chavesty of Granby. What else would you like to share with listeners this morning?
Well, I just appreciate everybody's efforts. I know that, you know, we were already all on the verge, at least my family, on the verge of cabin fever right when this started, and it wasn't fun to, and it's not fun to kind of have to quarantine, but, you know, I think it's making a difference, and for the fact that the other counties are doing it as well, keeps our numbers low here. So I know it's a sacrifice, and I do appreciate everyone, and I appreciate everybody in the, you know, the medical field and in the emergency management field and all of that. So I just want to send everybody a big thanks.
Thank you. And I just want to ask one last question before we let you go, Paul. Is there anybody that we should be talking to maybe somebody that's really inspired you, or somebody that's doing impressive work that might not have been heralded yet? Is there somebody that you want to hear KFFR interview or talk to in the community?
You know, Mountain Family has been doing just a great job through this, you know, the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Grand Foundation has worked hard to switch from, you know, kind of more private donations and different projects to more really helping with the Small Business Relief Fund that we all as towns chipped into. So, you know, I would say local nonprofits that have been working hard through this to make sure people have, you know, food and rent payments and all that. I think that's, they're kind of the heroes that need to be talked to.
Okay, we're on that one. So really appreciate your feedback there. And thanks for taking the time this morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Mayor Paul Chavesty from the town of Granby. It is 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, and this is KFFR, Winter Park Community Radio, for the Fraser Valley and the headwaters of the Colorado River at 88.3 FM and streaming worldwide at kffr.org.